It's always fun to use the registry to make some comparisons and some contrasts. This year for me, one that jumped out was Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins. In May of 1956, Perkins traveled with his two brothers to Memphis to visit Sun Records after hearing Elvis's That's All Right Mama on the radio. He recorded Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and a couple other more standard country tunes for Sam Phillips. And Phillips broke with tradition and issued Blue Suede Shoes and Honey Don't together on the same single rather than pair it with one of the standard country tunes. As a result, it became the first record to top the country R&B and pop charts. Blue Suede Shoes is probably the quintessential rockabilly song. It's a great expression of the kind of young man's crazy coolness that is pretty typical of the genre. Though here clearly there is more cool and less crazy than, say, with Jerry Lee Lewis's best works. It does seem amazing that Satisfaction, the archetype bad boy song by the Rolling Stones, was released only 9 years after Perkins cut Blue Suede Shoes for Sun. You can't help but be awed by the pace of the artistic development that was happening in popular music at the time. Lyrically, the song combines an anti-establishment generational divide with a young man's lament at not getting enough sex. If the Stones weren't already seen as the scary Beatles by parents, they certainly nailed it down with Satisfaction, and they emerged from it as the guys you don't want your daughter hanging around with. Musically, the song is one of the great rock hooks of all time, and Keith Richards' use of the fuzz-tone guitar spread through pop music like wildfire and probably influenced every garage band for the next 40 years.